به نام خدا. آزمون شنیداری زبان انگلیسی 3، پایه 12، رشته ریاضی فیزیک و علوم تجربی. دانش آموزان عزیز، آزمون شنیداری دارای 4 بخش می باشد. در ابتدای هر بخش و قبل از شنیدن هر متن، به دقت به دستورالعمل سوال گوش دهید. سپس سوالات مربوطه را خوانده و از شیوه پاسخگویی مطمئن شوید. هر متن 3 بار تکرار خواهد شد و در پایان هر بخش به شما 30 ثانیه فرصت داده خواهد شد که به پرسش‌های هر بخش در پاسخنامه جواب دهید. متن شماره 1.
Are you okay?
I'm thinking about something.
What's wrong?
I have saved some money to buy a new mobile phone, but one of my friends is in trouble and needs some money. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
What is his problem?
I could tell you about it if it weren't a secret, but it's an emergency.
Okay. If I were you, I would give him the money. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
تکرار دوم.
Are you okay?
I'm thinking about something.
What's wrong?
I have saved some money to buy a new mobile phone, but one of my friends is in trouble and needs some money. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
What is his problem?
I could tell you about it if it weren't a secret, but it's an emergency.
Okay. If I were you, I would give him the money. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
تکرار سوم.
Are you okay?
I'm thinking about something.
What's wrong?
I have saved some money to buy a new mobile phone, but one of my friends is in trouble and needs some money. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
What is his problem?
I could tell you about it if it weren't a secret, but it's an emergency.
Okay. If I were you, I would give him the money. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
متن شماره 2.
Last night I left work late at around 9 PM. When I came out of the office, most people had already gone home. The street was very dark and quiet. I hadn't experienced such a thing before. While I was walking, a car pulled over. I looked at the driver. I was sure I had seen this man before. I wondered, who can it be? He waved at me and came out of the car. He asked if he could drive me home. Suddenly, I remembered.
تکرار دوم.
Last night I left work late at around 9 p.m. When I came out of the office, most people had already gone home. The street was very dark and quiet. I hadn't experienced such a thing before. While I was walking, a car pulled over. I looked at the driver. I was sure I had seen this man before. I wondered, who can it be? He waved at me and came out of the car. He asked if he could drive me home. Suddenly, I remembered.
تکرار سوم.
Last night I left work late at around 9 p.m. When I came out of the office, most people had already gone home. The street was very dark and quiet. I hadn't experienced such a thing before. While I was walking, a car pulled over. I looked at the driver. I was sure I had seen this man before. I wondered, who can it be? He waved at me and came out of the car. He asked if he could drive me home. Suddenly, I remembered.
متن شماره 3. دانش آموزان عزیز، در این بخش متنی با موضوع محیط زیست پخش خواهد شد. به آن گوش دهید و سپس جاهای خالی را با کلمات مناسب کامل کنید.
The environment means different things to different people. The environment can be water, air, animals, waste, plants and other things that are around us. Also, the environment can be the social, physical, cultural, and chemical factors that surround man. There are two types of environment, like the natural environment that nature provides, for example, the oceans, land, seas, etc., and the environment that man creates for himself, such as houses, technologies, and businesses. The environment is important and we should all protect it. We must avoid bad practices such as polluting air and water and also doing any other harmful activities that destroy the environment.
تکرار دوم.
The environment means different things to different people. The environment can be water, air, animals, waste, plants, and other things that are around us. Also, the environment can be the social, physical, cultural, and chemical factors that surround man. There are two types of environment, like the natural environment that nature provides, for example, the oceans, land, seas, etc., and the environment that man creates for himself, such as houses, technologies, and businesses. The environment is important and we should all protect it. We must avoid bad practices such as polluting air and water, and also doing any other harmful activities that destroy the environment.
تکرار سوم.
The environment means different things to different people. The environment can be water, air, animals, waste, plants, and other things that are around us. Also, the environment can be the social, physical, cultural, and chemical factors that surround man. There are two types of environment, like the natural environment that nature provides, for example, the oceans, land, seas, etc., and the environment that man creates for himself, such as houses, technologies, and businesses. The environment is important and we should all protect it. We must avoid bad practices such as polluting air and water, and also doing any other harmful activities that destroy the environment.
متن شماره 4. دانش آموزان عزیز، در این بخش به یک متن درباره فرهنگ لغت گوش دهید. سپس گزینه مناسب را انتخاب کنید.
There are thousands of words in the English language. That's a lot of words. You won't know what many of these words mean. But that's okay. You can find what they mean in a dictionary. A dictionary can be a book. A dictionary can also be online. Dictionaries tell us what words mean. They show us how to spell words. They also tell us how to say words the right way. Dictionaries also show pictures sometimes. A picture can help you understand what a word means. So the next time you don't know what a word means, look it up in the dictionary. Find a dictionary book. You can also find an online dictionary. The more words you know, the more you can learn about the world. How interesting that is!
تکرار دوم.
There are thousands of words in the English language. That's a lot of words. You won't know what many of these words mean. But that's okay. You can find what they mean in a dictionary. A dictionary can be a book. A dictionary can also be online. Dictionaries tell us what words mean. They show us how to spell words. They also tell us how to say words the right way. Dictionaries also show pictures sometimes. A picture can help you understand what a word means. So the next time you don't know what a word means, look it up in the dictionary. Find a dictionary book. You can also find an online dictionary. The more words you know, the more you can learn about the world. How interesting that is!
تکرار سوم.
There are thousands of words in the English language. That's a lot of words. You won't know what many of these words mean. But that's okay. You can find what they mean in a dictionary. A dictionary can be a book. A dictionary can also be online. Dictionaries tell us what words mean. They show us how to spell words. They also tell us how to say words the right way. Dictionaries also show pictures sometimes. A picture can help you understand what a word means. So the next time you don't know what a word means, look it up in the dictionary. Find a dictionary book. You can also find an online dictionary. The more words you know, the more you can learn about the world. How interesting that is!
پایان آزمون شنیداری.